On Christmas Eve, we all stand at the entrance to the cave, looking out into the beautiful divine light shining back onto us. And we're ready for new birth. We're ready for new experiences. Ready for the birth of Christ. Tonight we stand on the threshold of miracles, in absolute awe of the unlimited and boundless love that floods into this world when we say yes. The deep inner yes to the call, turn around. We know that reality is not found on the back wall of the cave in the flickering shadows. And we turn to the divine. Miracles occur as we choose to see differently, choose anew, and choose again, as we engage in the very process of birthing our true selves. Father Richard Rohr, that you've heard me reference many times now, is a student of the Apostle Paul, of Apostle Paul's teachings, and he said that Paul does not talk about individuals. He talks about something much larger than ourselves, that we are part of this something much larger than ourselves, and we're participating in it. Paul describes it as being in Christ. And Father Rohr tells us that he uses this phrase 164 times. Being in Christ is that sweeping vastness of all that is. And we are all part of that. But many of us were not raised to understand that we are participating in something much larger than ourselves, something that is already actively happening. Instead, as we grew up, we were given tasks to accomplish all on our own, and we came to believe that our worthiness depended on how we performed those tasks. Thankfully, we've all let that go a long time ago, right? Of course not, but we're still working on that. But this isn't participation. This places a huge, huge burden, a spiritual burden, on a separate and isolated individual. And it's no wonder that there is so much fear and stress and negative self-image in this world. When we participate in union, one with the divine, as we take part in something larger than ourselves, we are freed from those boundaries, the boundaries of the small self, and we are inspired, supported, guided, and provided for. In A Course of Love, Jesus calls us to create a world anew. He says, accept me as your brother, your friend, your equal. Explore and discover with me. He says, I don't know what this new world will look like. We will discover it together. So I invite you to connect and participate in that something greater, to open to something beyond what you already know, beyond what is familiar. Create a space within for ever-expanding awareness, for the birth of something completely new, something not yet conceived of. I found this beautiful, beautiful, it was actually a recording of some lessons that are coming up provided to us by James Twyman. I think a lot of you are familiar with him. He's a wonderful A Course in Miracles teacher and singer and composer. And he relates this. He says, Brother Jesus says to us, will you stay awake with me? Not just for an hour, but for as long as time does last. It will only be a moment, but a lot can happen. Say yes, and everything begins anew. Allow and trust that you are already in Christ, and choose to participate in the energy field that is Christ. And in the words of James Twyman, let us walk together in the perfect light that illumines the world. Thank you.